at dawn again. Darkness passed, I wrestled hard to win. Alas, my greatest insecurities seem to be ever unwavering. Darkness passed, I wrestled hard to win. I watch and wonder from the windowsill. It was like a shadow cast from you to me. Connected but never in unity. And it was a cold night. And it was a cold night. The smell we always knew that you'd forget. Here by the fireside, still living out your memory.
Listener-supported public radio, WVTF. And we're here in the studio with The Last Bison. Hey, guys!
Hey!
It's a pretty full studio here with all these instruments and these wonderful musicians playing them. On the guitar and lead vocals there has Ben Hardesty. How are you?
I am doing well. This is a spacious room. We've had to cram in some tight rooms, so...
That's what I hear from a lot of folks saying
that
it's great to be out of the van, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It wasn't a long time today, but... It was. We had a late night last night. We were practicing till like 2:30 in the morning, and then had to wake up like 7:30 for some podcast. So it's been a crazy ride for the last 24 hours.
Life on the road. So answer me this: you guys, you got started in Virginia, Chesapeake, right?
Yes, sir.
And your dad was involved at the beginning of the band.
Yes.
Tell me how all that happened. What, you were a teenager when that was going on, right?
I guess.
19?
I think I was 19 when we started the band. Andrew was
18.
17, we had 16. It was just, yeah, it was a bunch of teenagers, and then dad brought the age median for the band up to the 30s. So.
It was more like 20.
It was like 28 at the beginning, yeah, I think.
Yeah. So how many years of experience did you have at that point?
Yeah, he had a bunch.
Yeah. So was this just like an organic thing? He's not like the Shags. He didn't make it form a band, did he?
No, for him it wasn't like he had some rock star complex and wanted to play. I asked him. I was like, "Hey, Pops, I want to start a band," and he kind of helped with the admin side. But him and I have a pretty close relationship, so he's a great musician, and it just happened.
I was talking with someone who does an online magazine about local music, and they asked me to define Americana, and I refused. It's like there's this umbrella term, and then there's all these subgenres going on underneath it. Amanda Ann Platt from the Honeycutters was in, and she's described her stuff as Appalachian honky tonk, and then had a local bluegrass band in, and they did this number. They said it was hillbilly Latin. And all this other stuff. And now here you guys are. Here you guys are, mountaintop chamber music. How do you define that?
I think now, so we have the cello. It's reminiscent of that. And we've had to recently kind of switch gears a little bit with a lot of people leaving the band. But the whole mountaintop chamber thing was just to bring some refinement to a folk song, I guess. It was just like, see how we can blend these classical sensibilities. Let's have the violin play violin, not fiddle.
Yeah.
Let's have the cello and whatever Andrew's doing be less rock and roll and less honky-tonk and more nuanced and...
A little more sweeping.
Yeah.
Cinematic.
Yeah, a little more cinematic.
A little more cinematic. And so that whole mountaintop chamber idea, just, so I don't know who coined it.
We just used to always get bluegrass. People would say our instruments and go, there's a mandolin and a banjo.
I mean, I know we did. I just don't know how it happened. And since violin players left, and my sister recently left, she played percussion, bells, and sang. She's my sister first. And my pops left, played banjo and mandolin. A lot of those bluegrass and classical, rootsier, earthier textures have left. And instead of trying to replace that or rebuild that, recreate that, we've decided to move in a different direction. So while the songs still have the authenticity of a folk song, like they're still earnest songs, they've been treated differently, and it's a little more groovy,
a little more spacey.
Yeah, I would say less steeped in the Virginia swamps and more steeped in like South American jungle.
It's like jungle disco.
Jungle disco. There we go.
There's another phrase.
Another phrase I can add to the lexicon. What was the name of that first song that you did?
That's called Cold Night.
All right. And you got another one for us? What are you going to play next?
We'll play another new one for now. This is a song called The Glow.
All right.
And it's just about the feeling that sometimes you just wake up and you know that stuff's going to be all right no matter what.
All right. It's The Last Bison on Roots Down from WVTF.
Take the light.
watch you shine and claim the glow. When I sleep, the light it seems to disappear. When you leave, I realize the light was yours to show. Now I'm sleeping with the light on.
Bison on Roots Down from WVTF. I love that sound. That's good. It's different. What venues do you guys usually play, and do you show up and people are surprised, or do you have a following that know what they're going to get when they walk through the door?
I think that because our music then was so back to not this phase of us, but in the last 4 years, our music was pretty intentional. And it was very acoustic and melodic, and I think people came to our shows not expecting a lot of energy necessarily, but I think early on we made it a precedent, a statement that, you know, we bring a lot of energy to our shows despite the fact that these instruments we're playing are not standard rock and roll instruments, if you will. That energy is a little more hand in hand with the way our stuff is sounding now, because I have electric guitars and a full drum kit and keyboards and electric bass. So now it's might be more expected, but I think that's a precedent that we set in place a long time ago with our music, despite the fact that it's acoustic. There's a lot of energy.
Whereas people came knowing they were getting folk instruments and not expecting a rock and roll show, I think people might be coming. Our fans might be coming expecting a rock and roll show and get a little more instrumentation than they bargained for originally. So,
well, everybody's been talking. Let's introduce everyone. I say Ben Hardesty here on guitar, lead vocals, and who else is in the band and what do they play?
I'm over here, Amos. I'm next to Ben. I'm actually Ben's brother-in-law. I'm playing cello today, but I play bass, and I don't know. That's kind of it, okay. I guess.
I'm Andrew. I play keyboards.
All right.
And These are our friends. This is Luke Jones and Logan Leopold on the drums.
And this is a standard lineup of the band, or do you get people to come on the road with you?
These are our friends who we bring on the road with us.
Okay.
It's Andrew and Amos and I, and then we have gracious friends who come out and help us fill in the missing holes.
Well, now, Ben, you... Andrew and Amos, have you guys been together since the beginning of the band?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like to make fun of Amos sometimes because he missed, two shows in the beginning.
I didn't miss two shows. I was doing important stuff.
Not a super OG.
Sometimes when we're, picking on each other, we act like Andrew and I are the only OGs, but Amos is an OG.
Yeah.
Okay.
An OLB, if you will, original Last Bison.
Have you gotten to the point where you're completing each other's sandwiches? Yeah, okay. let's hear one more song here. What do you got?
This is a song off of an older Virginia record from a couple years ago. It's called Enview, and it's about where we grew up, or that whole Hampton Roads area, and it's about going to a certain place with someone I loved, and now she's my wife. So It's fun because the song is that's the way it worked back in the OT days, right?
No, sorry, we were.
If you loved him, you were married.
All right, it's the last Bison on Roots Down from WVTF. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Birth of fallen rights.